Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Monday, December 14th, and the Texans are coming off a 34-7 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And after the game, strong safety Bernard Pollard, who had an interception return for a touchdown, took some questions from the media.
What took you so long?
I don't know. You know, I think as a defense, we've made strides. Last 4 weeks, I really don't think, you know, our team has given it all we've got, you know, and like I continue to tell the guys, you know, today and for the rest of the season and for going into next year, I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but, you know, I know our standard is up high and we're going to keep that standard high. We all got to play at a high level day in and day out.
Is this your best game today?
You know what? I don't know. I just, the type of player that I am, I want, you know, the last 3 years I've been learning and I'm continuing to learn. You know, I don't believe, you know, once a player is done learning, you know, the game is, you know, is over for him. But I want to learn some every day. I want to learn some every game. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be in the position I'm in and to have the people backing me up, my teammates, you know, it's really a blessing.
Would you speak to what Coach Kubiak said to the team last night and how it moved you, what you got out of it?
You know what? Like I tell a lot of the guys, you know, Herm is similar. They're similar in areas, him and Herm Edwards. And Coach Kube, it's you see the passion and you see the fire he has in him. He's brilliant. He's brilliant offensively, brilliant. And like I tell a lot of the guys, you know, you listen to his speech last night, and I mean, it's straightforward. He wear his heart, you know, on his sleeve last night. He wore it on his sleeve, and he gave it to us. And I really believe players understand. And like I tell a lot of the guys, you know, Coach Kube, he gives it all. He gives it all he got every game. And I really believe, you know, you don't want change. You got to play for that man. I've been through change, and change is not good. Like I tell a lot of people, he continued to came in the last 4 weeks, came in saying it was his fault. No, it's not his fault. You know, we run the ball, we catch the ball, we make tackles. He don't do it. He just put us in a position.
Bernard, as explosive as y'all were today,
yes, sir.
What keeps y'all from being this explosive consistently against, say, the Titans on Monday night?
You know what? The last 4 weeks, you know, we beat ourselves. No team is, I think, I've watched the film from all the games this year. One team has beat us. One team just came out and it was man-to-man. We went toe-to-toe, and they beat us. Every other game, I really believe, and I mean, I'm not giving excuses. We can't turn back the hands of time. But it's so many errors that we've made to beat ourselves, offensively, defensively, special teams, with the penalties, with the just being out of the position. And, you know, I think everything is settled now.
Do you think that any of that reflects on the coaching?
You know what? The coaches don't do nothing but put us in position. It's on the players to go out there and play. The coaches don't tell us to go out there and hold. The coaches don't tell us to go out there and hit a guy late. The coaches, they put us in position, and it's on us. And I mean, I really believe today we stepped up. And like I said, our standard is up here. And we're going to continue to play at that level.
Can you talk about your touchdown from the time the ball was snapped till you scored?
Oh, man. You know, my only thing was cover my man. And when I saw the ball come out, you know, it's that kind of throw. You either going to lead the guy or you going to put it in his chest. And I mean, I believe he tried to put it in his chest. And I tried to jump it. I jumped it. And from that time on, I said, run for my life. And it's just so much fun to see your teammates and your coaches, you know, praise, you know, what's been going on the field. And like I said, I'm blessed. I'm so honored to be here. And, you know, I will continue to give them everything I have.
When you crossed the goal line, was that the best feeling you've ever had as an NFL player?
Definitely. It's definitely the best feeling I've ever had because I know what has happened to me the last few months. And, you know, a lot of people don't get second chances. People don't get second chances. And when it's given to you, you got to take full advantage of it. And I will continue to do that. I don't know where anything stands from the last time I put on my cleats, you know, at the end of the season, you know, and hopefully we can go further. You know, I really believe things are falling our way, and we can be a wild card. Why not win 4 games and go to the playoffs? And you know, we just got to continue to play.
Bernard, what about, what was the key to being so good on third and fourth down?
Manning up. I think our defense, we knew what they're capable of. We know what they're capable of. And that's the thing with every guy being in his gap, every guy being, you know, sound in the run game and in the pass game. And if we get that, that's me going back saying, that's what's beat us the last 4 weeks. You know, it's been a guy here, a guy there, not in their gap, or a guy, you know, miss a tackle and it might spit out for, you know, 30, 40 yards. But I think today everybody, you know, had the mindset to continue to play at a high level. And, you know, third down, first, second, third, and fourth down, you know, we want to be able to get our offense back the ball. And I think we did a great job of that today. But I think, you know, after the Buffalo game, you know, we had some times where we looked good and we had some times where we didn't look good. But, you know, like I said, our standard is high. And it's going to continue to stay high from here on out.
Are you ready to make another touchdown?
Oh, man, I want a touchdown, you know, because I think, you know, that helps your team. It gets, you know, it gets the guys energized. And, I mean, I really, as a player, you know, as a player, it just keeps you on a high. And I want to ride it out.
Also talking on Sunday, wide receiver Andre Johnson, who blew up with 193 yards on 11 receptions, two of which went for a touchdown.
Andre, you're called the NFL's best wideout. Would you take us through that first touchdown you made in the first quarter?
Well, coming into the game, we knew that they cornerbacks like to sit on routes. And we was hoping that, you know, they gave us the coverage that we was looking for. They did that, and we knew that if we went on a quick counter to catch them off guard, and we did that, everything worked out for us.
So, how did you know that about the quick game?
Well, a lot of times, you know, they try to disguise, you know, their coverage, and, you know, they play a lot of single safety, and a lot of times they rotate the safeties at the last minute. You know, they try to disguise which safety is coming down, and, you know, that's something we've seen on film the whole week, and, you know, we wanted to throw a go route on the first play, and you know, it all worked out.
What did you think? No, I'm sorry.
Andre, how much does this win mean to you after the four-game losing streak and all you've been through this season?
It means a lot. Anytime you play football, you know, anytime you go out there on the field, you want to win. You know, that's the biggest thing, and, you know, just being around the team last night and everything all through the week, you know, we were just all determined that we were going to go out and give it up for each other. You know, oh yeah. You know, every coach, you know, every player, you know, just we were just going to go out and lay it all on the line. And, you know, I think that's what we did today.
Was the first half the best half of offensive football you've ever seen this team play?
Yeah. I think the first play just pretty much set the tone for us. And, you know, normally when you have something like that happen, it just puts your team in a good spirit. You know, guys kind of feed off of it. So I think, you know, that pretty much set the tone for us for the game.
Were you aware at halftime what your stats were?
No, I really don't get caught up into that. I didn't know exactly, you know, what I had at halftime. So.
Did it feel like you had caught an awful lot of passes, though, for two quarters?
I figured I had probably caught about six or seven balls, you know, so I didn't know exactly.
When you got hurt, what happened?
I don't know. I just kind of hyperextended my leg a little bit. And I just had like a little pain. And, you know, I actually, when I hit the ground, the wind kind of got knocked out of me too. So, you know, I just had a little pain while I was laying on the ground. It wore off. I went back in.
Andre, you've worked on that go route a lot in practice. And it's always completed. Are you? Is that an example of why practice is really important?
Yeah, it is. You know, you get your timing down. I guess they say practice makes perfect. We practice it a whole lot, and, you know, we finally did it, you know, in the game. And for it to happen, you know, the first play of the game, like I said, I think it really set the tone for it.
And it seems like Matt always in practice puts it right on your fingers, and I don't recall you ever dropping one of those balls, have you?
Yeah, I've dropped one before.
On that go route,
not in the game. I haven't. Knock on wood, but in practice I have.
But that is also a testament to Matt's arm strength and accuracy on that play, right? That's
yeah. You know, he's, you know, he got his shoulder separated last week, and for him to come back and practice the whole week and, you know, still go out there and play. You never think that Matt was injured.
Well, Andre, did you what did you take out of what Coach Kubiak said to the team last night?
Well, pretty much what he said is, you know, how I felt. You know, I told David Anderson before Jacksonville game that I was just going to go out and lay it all on the line for my teammates. I said, I told him I was going to go out and try to have the five best games of my life. And, it's a lot of rumors and things that get said. And, you know, you don't want to see anybody lose their jobs or, you know, I've been here for seven seasons and I've had a ton of different teammates. So, that's not something that you want to happen. And, we just all decided that we were going to go out and just give it up for each other.
You came out strongly last week and said you thought Gary should not be fired. And you said, why? Is this an indication of what you guys can do if he keeps his job?
Yeah, I think it is. Like I said before, you know, Coach Kubiak can't go out and play for us. All he can do is prepare us. And, today we really didn't have, you know, we did have, I think, two turnovers, but we didn't, you know, if you look at it, you didn't see all those silly mistakes that we normally make. And when we're able to go out and, you know, play and not make those mistakes, then we're able to go out and win football.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.